does.
Gonchar,
he's bruised his ankle, so it's day to day. Who else? Butler, he's out right now. It looks like it's going to be longer than, I don't know if we're going to put him on IR, if we've done that or not, but I think there's potential for that. But right now, it's going to be longer than we thought.
Greg Anderson?
He's dealing with some family business. He'll be here tomorrow, so there's no issue about that.
Do you expect Gonchar to play tomorrow?
No.
With Gonchar out, obviously your young defensemen are going to be counted on to do more. Are you happy now with the progression in general? I talked about Carlson, Runblad, and
yeah, we're generally happy with how we played at the Washington game. And we expected to play again tomorrow.
Is it just maybe not getting caught up too much and just playing? And sometimes you get caught up in an environment and just go out and play?
Well, we're trying to get used to playing the National Hockey League, which is it's a pretty good league. And you play against some pretty good players. And sometimes it goes your way, and sometimes it doesn't go your way. Sometimes, if you're young, that can get in the way. But for the most part, I thought they acquitted themselves quite well in Washington against some pretty good National Hockey League players, and which is done with. And now tomorrow we have to deal with the Philadelphia Flyer team that has some pretty good players on it too that we're going to have to deal with. So I think evaluating you on a game-by-game basis is the only way to go. And the previous game was good, so we expect the next one to be as good. Consistency is what we're looking for.
Given a young team, both up front and on defense, how important is having a pretty good checking line like with Peter and Miller?
I think it's important anytime, but right now they're an NHL line with three parts that you can put them on the ice and I can play them against anybody. And that makes it very comforting as a coach that you can put a line on anywhere on the ice against anybody. They're going to give you a good shift. And that's really important to have, I think, any time on a team that you can have four lines you can put out there. You don't want to be trying to hide people. You want to make sure you can put everybody on the ice. But I think the Regan line has probably been, since Peter's been back in the lineup, our most consistent from shift to shift and game to game.
And Peter particularly seems to be embracing that checker role. How good is it? He was battling for a number two spot, and he seems that he likes the role of checker for a coach. Mm-hmm. Must be good for you.
Well, I think they've scored two of their last couple of goals, too, I think. So they've been adding, I think they score a goal every night. If I'm not, I might have it wrong in the five games, but I know they scored the goal the last two games anyway. And anytime they can contribute, they're playing against the other team's either first or second best line, and they've done a good job. I guess they have embraced it. And they've played well against those groups, and if they continue to do that, they're going to continue to play.
And I know you said you're going to evaluate your young guys game after game, but for Zibanejad, it's been five games out of this nine-game window. Is he looking to you like an NHL player?
Well, I think Minka can play the NHL, whether or not we decide it's going to be right now for the rest of the year, or is it going to be next year? I mean, I don't think the final decision hasn't been made, but I think that Meek is an NHL player and he's going to play in the NHL. It's just whether or not we decide it's going to be a good enough environment for him here and a good enough situation for him here over 18 games that he's going to be able to do and learn the league and develop his game the way that he's supposed to.
What will decide whether the environment is good enough or not, Paul?
Well, I guess wins and losses. The number one way to do it.
Can being part of a losing situation have an adverse effect, even if you're having success within that? You know what I mean?
Well, we want to have success as far as the team is growing. Yes, yeah. The players are improving and getting better, and if he can do that, then he'll be here to do that.
Is there a confidence with him with numbers? Like I know people make too much of stats. Does he need to get points to keep his confidence?
I think we want everyone to contribute. I don't think we anticipated him to be leading us in scoring than he did in the exhibitions. He's, I don't think that was ever a realistic thing. And we just expect him to be a good player every day and work at his game every day, and he's done that.
Will Anderson start tomorrow?
No, Aldis will play.
Can I just ask you about Gonchar? Like, I assume this is a day-to-day situation. When he does come back, what do you need him to do?
We just need him to keep doing what he's doing. I mean, the whole group has been inconsistent. I'm not sure. I don't know why he's the lightning rod for the whole group when we haven't played very well. But to me, Sergei's a very accomplished player. He's not a physical player by any means. But if there's one thing we've talked to him about is to make sure that he skates. And as long as he's skating and moving the puck, we like him.
Is it about Alt's trying to play in Washington, or?
Well, it's more to do with Craig in his situation more than anything else. But no, Alex did play well in Washington as well.
Anything else for Coach?
Can you talk about this stretch of home games and maybe the importance of getting on track, getting back to the way you want to play at home?
Well, we want to play, yeah. I mean, we're here for three games at home. We like to make some hay. The old saying, go, the sun's shining, let's make some hay. We got some, you know, an opponent in Philadelphia first. It'd be a good way to start. And you know, we want to make sure that we're a good team, a tough team to play at home. And so, yeah, we want to make sure we get off to a good start tomorrow night. We want to start the game tomorrow night the way we finished the game in Washington and continue to build on our defensive game and